You're recording this, right? Actually, will you go back there and make sure that it's recording on our little recording thing so we can use this interview later? I think I forgot to press the record button.
We'll just do the interview over again.
Okay, here we go. Okay. We're ready to go.
Whenever we're ready, let's do it now.
Ready. Yep, sure.
Okay. So it's recording?
It is.
Hello, hello, hello.
Oh. How you guys doing?
All right, yeah. Brendan.
Fabulous, Mike.
Yes, yes.
Hi, I'm Dryden, and this is Michael, and we're in a stupid rock band called Alien Ant Farm. You're listening to Brendan.
Yo, this is Chris D from Saliva. You're rocking with Brendan.
The Sunday Interactive with Brenda.
Chad, this is Brendan from the radio station. What's the weirdest thing you've had thrown on stage?
Somebody was eating onions or something in this microphone, and it smells terrible.
Hey. This is the best interview we've ever done on radio. No, Mike, you can't. Totally can't say that. Can't say that.
Yeah, don't. Yeah.
Seriously. You can't say elephant on the air.
Oh, Aaron and Farm, we like you guys.
What do you think of the term Lex Lugs and Lock and Roll? Way to run through an obstacle course.
Like in Double Dare, that Nickelodeon show?
Yeah.
It was crazy. Past.
Who was it? Like, Terry fell, and like we were getting all mad, like, get up, because we almost didn't make it, you know?
He's got his knee all messed up.
He lost the remote, and then he was trying to find it, and someone fell into the toilet trying to find it. I'm talking to the
FM 102.
Brendan Seacrest.
Rustin is the springboard to Broadway now.
All right, thanks, Brendan.
Thanks a lot.
Take care, buddy. Bye.
Brendan in 1999. In 2000.
Because if you play the radio and you start to get out into the boonies, and it's like global positioning satellite system, because it's like the further you get from civilization, the more Jethro Tull you can get.
He's everything you want, he's everything you need, he's everything inside of you that you wish you could be.
Brad from Three Doors Down just showed up. Say
hello,
Brad.
Everybody.
What up? If I go crazy, then will you still call me Superman? If I'm alive and well, will you be there holding my hand?
Brendan in 2001.
I'm falling even more in love with you. Letting go of all I've held on to. I'm standing here until you make me move. I'm being by more than you with you.
Whatever tomorrow brings, I'll be there.
Brendan in 2002. Brendan in 2003.
Actually, we're more popular than the Beatles.
Yeah, in Germany.
Just past the 165 exit, and they're scrapping. I mean, it's two girls, and they are just going at it, screaming at each other, fighting. I mean, they have got traffic.
Wait, two girls?
Yes.
Wow.
It was so funny. I was like, oh my gosh.
Brendan in 2004.
You know, we watched NSYNC, we watched, you know, the Backstreet Boys, and we thought, hey, if those young punks can do it,
we old punks can do it.
Yeah, we old punks can do it, yeah.
Are you big on the music we play?
Oh, yeah.
What's your favorite song?
Kid Rock and Sheryl Crow and Eminem.
Guess who's back, back, back again, yeah. Shady's back, back.
Brendan in 2005.
We've thrown down the gauntlet.
I am the baloney champion of the world.
You think you can do better than that? You think you got it part of you? You're nothing. You're worthless and weak. You can't make baloney sandwiches faster than me. I dare you.
You
This is Fisher Alexander, and Brendan, you're certainly going to be missed around here. I remember the very first time that I actually met him. It was, we were doing a remote. I mean, I'd met him, kind of shook his hands around the building, but whenever I first tossed to him on remote, I was going, hey, Brandon and Bobby. Well, finally, Brendan's like, Fisher, it's Brendan, not Brandon, like Brendan Fraser. Brendan, not Brandon, duh. What's funny is that now, anytime there's ever a problem around the building, I'm always running around screaming, Brendan, help, Brendan!
Another turning point, a fork stuck in the
road. Oh, Brendan, my sweet little genius. Whatever will I do without you? Who's gonna put all of my little ideas into motion? I mean, was 102 Easter eggs really that big of a deal? Should have known you'd have figured out a shortcut. Oh, well, I suppose I'll miss you just the same. Hey, tell that newbie he better get it in gear because I've got the wheels a-turning.
Hey, Brendan, it's Bobby, and man, really going to miss you around this place, but want to wish you the best of luck. Been great to work with, always covering all the bases. And hey, consider this, you know, if the whole thing doesn't work out there in Georgia, then go after your true fortune. Author the book Binary Code for Dummies. I'm telling you, it's sure money. It's in the bank. Anyway, take care, man.
Hey, Brendan, it's Tracy. Man, of all the memories, our torrid love affair would definitely be one. Wait, is this on the air? In all seriousness, Brendan, aside from the fact every time I run into you in the hall, you look like you've just been building a bomb somewhere and you're the only one that knows the secret, we are going to miss you. Who else am I going to call at 6 o'clock in the morning to ask a stupid question? And who else will tell me there are such things as stupid questions? You and that stinking binary code shirt you wear. You think you're the only smart person on the planet? No, you're just the only smart person that works here. Or worked here. What are we gonna do? I know what you're gonna do. You're gonna take me out for a big, fat, expensive meal when I come visit you in Atlanta because you're gonna be making like 15 times what I make. I am gonna miss you. Atlanta's very lucky to have you. And think about us. And don't block our emails or our calls. Yes, I heard you saying you were gonna do that to me. And as far as the torrid love affair goes, I won't tell anyone.